Country Bob FM.
Now, the tractors did say that Santa was coming on a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. So
right.
Even a boogie-woogie choo-choo train has a train whistle.
I would hope so.
And if you want to hear that song, be up at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our 36 hours of Christmas, I can tell you that the tractors, Santa is coming on a boogie-woogie choo-choo train, will air sometime during the 3 a.m. hour. That's about the time the kids start waking up and bothering and bugging their parents to get up, right?
Believe me.
I know we did.
Yep.
So we got a lot of snow out in our parking lot. Did you scrape your undercarriage this morning? You know the snow is high when you scrape your undercarriage on the snow.
For sure.
I did when I came in.
Yeah, there's...
Even with a four-wheel drive truck, not a lot of clearance here today.
No. We got to get... And I know all the plow companies are super busy, that's for sure.
We have a Bob Almanac salute here today.
Another one.
This one isn't country music, though. This is the front man of the group Mountain and Mississippi Queen. 70s headbanger. Passed away at the age of 75 on Wednesday. Leslie West.
That's good music right there, though.
So we say goodbye to Leslie West of Mountain. He's now gone, but not forgotten. Today is Thursday, December 24th. It is Christmas Eve, 359th day of the year. Just seven left to go. This war of 1812 ended in 1814 this date. The War of 1812, United States and Britain signed the Treaty of Ghent in Belgium. Ghent was a city in Belgium. One of the few wars that didn't end with the Treaty of Paris. Usually
right.
They use the Treaty of Paris
right.
to settle all conflicts, but this was the Treaty of Ghent in 1814. 1818, Franz Gruber of Obendorf, Germany, composed the music for Silent Night. Now, is that any relation to Hans Gruber?
Yes.
Yippee-ki-yay, Hans.
It was a distant relative.
Welcome to the party, pal. Franz Gruber, Silent Night. This date, 1818. 1877, our patent of the day, Thomas Edison. He's got a few patents.
Yes, he did.
And some are more influential and were more influential and impactful than others, but this one here was pretty significant as he patented his phonograph. You may know it as a gramophone. We all knew it later on as a record player.
Yes.
But Thomas Edison, you know, he originally used tin foil before they started using wax on the cylinder. And it was a cylindrical recording and playback device. You'd crank it. This was before they started using discs. That was 1877. 1924, it's been a while.
Albania.
Very nice.
Albania, you border on the... Adriatic. Your land is mostly mountainous, and your chief export is chrome.
I think that's where Trace Adkins went to write his song Chrome and performed it there in Albania. It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year round, Clark. As Cousin Eddie would say, it's Albania in the news today, 1924. I played the whole song. Really, really, it really accents Coach's vocal range there,
yeah.
I think. Because we have a little more time. It's kind of a light almanac.
Yes.
And we're not putting in nearly, I said, what was my quote this morning?
Nowhere near 100%.
No way. If anybody's given 100% effort on Christmas Eve, there's something wrong with them.
That's not right. Yep.
This day was made for half-hearted effort.
Right. 50,
unless, well,
60 maybe.
Everybody else except for our frontline workers.
Well, they're there.
And all of our people
are
essential workers. We really can't. Of course, we're doing it as a joke, but those people are working. I mean, obviously.
Any trained monkey can do what we do.
Anything like that that's going on, it doesn't know holidays. It doesn't know borders.
Right.
Kind of like the border of Albania. So Albania becomes a republic on this date. 19, that's kind of a big day in the whole Albanian history.
So that's, couple that with the fact that it is Christmas Eve, it's the whole song. Should be.
1982, one of the biggest upsets ever in college basketball.
Basketball players at tiny Chaminade College in Hawaii are flying high, and with good reason. What they pulled off last night is the equivalent of Yankton College beating the University of Georgia in football. A Golden Glover knocking out heavyweight champ Larry Holmes.
Yeah, it was such a big upset. Tom Brokaw was talking about it.
Yeah, it wasn't a sports.
Can
it
you
was
believe
a news
that?
Item.
This was a national news item in Hawaii. Chaminade. They are the Silver Swords. You're kind of known as a swordsman, aren't you? In your swordsmanship.
Yeah.
Chaminade from Hawaii, an NAIA school at the time. They're now Division II. I looked it up. But at the time, they were NAIA. That's the equivalent of Division III, but not NCAA. It's sure. A different affiliation and division.
And who did they take down?
They took down Ralph Sampson and the Virginia Cavaliers. Number one ranked this date in Honolulu. 77-72 was the final. It was because of this upset that they started a couple of years later the Maui Invitational, which I'm sure you've heard.
Oh, yes.
Teams go to Hawaii and they play in the Maui Invitational.
Yeah.
Chaminade on this date.
Ralph was on his way to being Player of the Year and, yeah.
Drafted by the Rockets. Right. Blah, blah, blah. So that was 1982. 1997, this was the date that Woody Allen and Sun Yi were married.
Oh, yeah.
In Venice, Italy. It's still weird.
Controversial.
To this date, that was 1997. But I think they've made it last. They're still together, aren't they?
I believe so.
A lot of people thought it wouldn't last, but
no.
Against all odds, it has lasted. And then it was 8 years ago, we need to say goodbye and remember Jack Klugman.
Aristophanes!
That's a perfect clue. Everybody knows Aristophanes wrote a play called The Birds.
Everybody but me. Will you stop being so perfect, Felix? Will you stop it? Now we're losing here. Now come on, let's go to get together.
Why do you think I'm giving you these great clues?
Great clues? If Charlie Chan had these clues, he'd be running a laundry. Now we're losing 17.
Oh, he was so good with Tony Randall.
That's good.
Oscar Madison. I loved him as Quincy.
Yes.
Don't forget he was in that black and white movie, 12 Angry Men, a very young Jack Klugman.
Oh, sure.
In 12 Angry Men. He passed away on this date, 2012, at the age of 90. Birthdays. This is the time that we mentioned that Split Rock Coffee brings you the Bob Almanac. Split Rock Coffee, a coffee you can drink all day. And they're disabled, veteran-owned. And they also source some very fine beans from around the world. And because those beans are so fine, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee. Perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer. Split Rock Coffee. Visit splitrockcoffee.com. It's smooth and yummy and not sour on your tummy. And we've got something we're giving away here today at the end of the Almanac. We're using the Almanac Quiz as the vehicle to give away two Funky Chunky popcorn bags. Funky Chunky and Split Rock Coffee have teamed up. Is there any better combination than popcorn and coffee?
No, that's
I think it's underrated.
And Roy.
I don't think the combination of coffee and popcorn has nearly received the publicity that it deserves.
No.
Because usually think of coffee, you think of a donut, right?
Yes.
But here you can take your popcorn, you dunk it into the coffee. It's delicious. It's something new, and it's going to be taking the world by storm. So two Funky Chunky popcorn bags, 19 ounces. That's, if you use your math, I know you're very good at math, that would be 38 ounces of Funky Chunky popcorn. You can mix it all together if you want into a bowl or a Tupperware container. And then the two 10-ounce medium roast bags of already ground breakfast blend from Split Rock Coffee. And it'll be the Almanac Quiz here at the end of the thing to give you a chance. Who could forget Mike Curb and the Mike Curb congregation?
All the burning bridges that have fallen after me.
If you know the movie Kelly's Heroes, this song was in that movie.
Wow.
So Mike Curb was quite an interesting guy. Not only did he have his own group, Mike Curb Congregation, he started his own record label.
Curb Records.
Yes. Oh, good. That's what they called it, Neil. You nailed it.
I remember.
And then he was also the lieutenant governor of California, late 70s, early 80s.
No, I didn't know that.
He was an interesting man. And he is 76 here today. That television show Boston Legal had quite a cast.
Yes, it did.
I mean, Shatner was in that.
Uh-huh.
And only an actor with the range of William Shatner could play a starship captain, play a cop, T.J. Hooker.
Right.
And also a lawyer. The guy did it all.
Hey, I'm Brad Chase from D.C.
Alan Shore.
Pleasure. I think that's my seat.
Yes, I did see someone's things here. I moved them to a less desirable location.
And that show also featured James Spader, who's an award-winning actor as well. Mark Valley, who played Brad Chase on the critically acclaimed Boston Legal. Mark Valley is 56 today.
My name is Rex, and if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the Octagon. It's called Rex Kwon Do. I need a volunteer.
Ever tried Rex Kwon Do?
I have not.
Dietrich Bader, that's him, has Rex from Napoleon Dynamite. He was one of Drew Carey's friends on the Drew Carey Show, too. Dietrich Bader is 54. Push and pull you down. Living the vida loca. Her lips are devil red. Her skin's a color mocha. Isn't that what the nurse said when the doctor handed you to the nurse when you were born, that this is one guy who's going to be living La Vida Loca?
And very prophetic.
If there's any viva to live, it would be the La Vida Loca, the Loca Viva. Of course, in Spanish, the description comes after the noun. Remember that song?
I do. I actually know that one. That's I even know who the singer is.
Remember where he got his start? Sure. Ricky Martin?
No, I don't know.
He was in that little group called Menudo. Menudo. You remember Menudo?
I thought that was a board game.
49 for Ricky Martin. And Ryan Seacrest, he really is. Forget about Howard Stern. You might be able to call Ryan Seacrest the king of all media.
Yeah. And last, and by every means least, the prince of darkness himself, Simon Cowell. And finally, the prickly Simon Cowell.
That's from American Idol, and they had a nice little, it was a friendly rivalry.
Back and forth.
Between Ryan Seacrest and Simon Cowell. Ryan Seacrest, you see him everywhere, right? Is he going to be helping to count down and drop the crystal ball and the whole thing in Times Square again?
Probably.
I assume he kind of took over Dick Clark's responsibilities.
He does radio, TV, yeah. He probably streams.
TV shows, TV talk shows. Ryan Seacrest is 46. We got, of course, a couple of Christmas birthdays. You know there are some Christmas country birthdays tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, can you name one?
Barbara Mandrell.
Now, you know, Barbara Mandrell, you know, a lot of times people who are born on Christmas, you know what name they give them? If it's a girl, especially? If you're born on Christmas, this is a name.
Mary? I don't know.
Noel.
Noel. Oh,
Noel.
Yeah, sure.
Noel would be one.
Yep.
And I'm glad they didn't do that with Barbara.
No.
You know.
She's good. Isn't Steve Warner, I believe, a Christmas baby?
Too? Here's Barbara Mandrell with her brand new hit, Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. Instead of saying that, you go, here's that new hit, Sleeping Single in a Double Bed with Noel Mandrell. No, just wouldn't work.
No, Barbara.
Noel Mandrell.
Much preferred.
It would have rhymed, but I don't think she would have had the history, even though her dad was a big-time band leader and they already had music in their blood.
Right.
So Barbara Mandrell, she will be 72 tomorrow. Your Steve Warner is going to be 66. And then there's also this guy.
Changes in attitude. Changes in attitude. Nothing remains quite the same. What am I wrong?
Jimmy Buffett and his parrot heads are going to be 74.
Very nice.
So saluting those Christmas birthdays tomorrow.
Gone but not forgotten. He was Christopher Houston Carson. Well, we called him Kit Carson, and we still do. Frontiersman with the Army, Indian Scout. He did it all.
You know, he was a big part of the Oregon Trail.
Yes.
He and John Fremont headed out, and they're the ones who plotted out the Oregon Trail.
Not easy duty.
We wouldn't have had that game on our computer in middle school, Oregon Trail, on our Apple IIe, without Kit Carson.
There you go. Kit Carson. Born on this very day, the year was 1809. Billionaire industrialist Howard Hughes. At one point, he was our current Bill Gates, richest man in America. Howard Hughes, born on this day, 1905. Actress Ava Gardner was born on this day, 1922.
You know, off the screen, I don't think I've ever seen you laugh before.
I feel very good tonight.
Every night's like every other night.
No, not tonight.
What's different?
I don't know. Something in the way my heart beats. As if something very good were going to come out of tonight.
You know what's the best kind of Contessa?
No.
A barefoot Contessa.
Sure. That would.
That's the best kind of contest is a barefoot contest. I don't want one with socks.
Right.
I don't want one with shoes.
Barefoot?
It's a barefoot contest. Even slippers or sandals. No, it's got to be barefoot.
She was in many movies, but she was maybe known for being married to some high-profile actors like Mickey Rooney, Artie Shaw, and the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. Ava Gardner, 1922. You may remember singer Lee Dorsey.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down.
Devo had a good version of this song, too. Complete with the red hats and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You remember his song, Ya Ya?
Ya Ya.
Working on his Ya Ya.
Yes. Lee Dorsey, born on this day, 1924.
How's your Ya Ya? Have you been working on it?
Yeah, I've been working on it.
Takes a lot of time in the gym to work on your Ya Ya.
Suspense novelist.
20 minutes a day at least, they say. If you want to have a good Ya Ya, you want at least 20 minutes a day in the gym.
Duly noted. Mary Higgins Clark, she was a 51 suspense books all made the bestseller list. She just died here in 2020. Mary Higgins Clark, 1927. And Motorhead singer, he was Lemmy Kilmister.
You really want to be like me? Jesus. Listen, being an accountant, they've got all my money.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
You're a headbanger, aren't you?
This is a little much even for me.
Just gives you a headache listening to it, maybe?
Yeah, well,
I can't imagine how the kids who did that headbanging, and I never did.
No.
How did they not have some kind of damage? Because it has to be almost like getting hit in football.
Right.
As violent as they did, there might have been CTE in some of those headbanging kids.
Yeah, very possible.
They probably should check them for it. Now, you know, that was also the theme to Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, in WWE. That was his walkout song.
Duly noted.
And he actually spoke. Triple H spoke at Lemmy's memorial.
His funeral, okay. He was Motorhead's guy, and he was born on this day in 1945. And you may remember Kate Spade. I believe, tragically, she took her own life, a fashion designer. Was she related to David?
Yeah, I always thought that she was David Spade's sister, but then somebody corrected me the other day, saying they were cousins. It was sister-in-law.
Ah, okay.
Through marriage is what I was told. Yeah. I didn't double check that. I'm going to go with it though.
Yeah, that works. 1962, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And during our re-gifting day a week ago, I was supposed to give away something of hers. It was a Kate Spade iPhone case, but it was during the Bob-a-thon. I needed a nap, so we just skipped over it.
Oh,
so that
sure.
will carry over to next year.
Yep.
For National Re-Gifting Day. All right, are you ready for today's Bob Almanac quiz? We're giving away not just the Split Rock coffee, 2 10-ounce medium roast bags already ground. Have you ever ground coffee?
No.
I think I've done it once for somebody else, but it's kind of fun. It's like working with a power tool, kind of.
Yeah,
it makes
right.
a lot of noise. It's amazing how it grinds the coffee down to a fine, fine dust. Mm. And then you can filter it, of course, filter water through there, and then bam, you've got coffee.
Delish.
2 funky, chunky popcorn bags, 19 ounces of your enjoyment. The question is, can you name me one of the 3 Christmas birthdays that we mentioned here on the Bob Almanac in between the living birthdays and the gones but not forgottens?
Right.
Listed 3 total.
Yep.
There were 3 country music birthdays that happen on Christmas. By far, country music dominates. I looked at the Christmas birthday list.
Yep.
Country music dominates.
Okay.
As far as the number and the quality.
Yes.
Of the birthdays as well. So name one of those 3. Should be easy. First one with the correct answer. 7-6. Like I said, way less than 100% effort here, so I didn't put very much effort into this question either.
Right.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Call in. Get her done. And win this little package from Split Rock Coffee and the Funky Chunky folks, okay?
Right on.
Neil, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you, Jim.
Do your best to have a good one. We'll reconvene here, I'm sure, on Monday.
I think so.
Unless something really strange happens over the weekend.
Right.
Who knows? Might be abducted by Santa. He might need some help.
Or we get our Christmas Day walking papers.
Would you like to? Well, that's always a gift that's always nice.
Right.
In
the spirit of the
day. You just put it right in the stocking, too, right next to the coal. Would you like to open up a Bob-a-thon and no-repeat workday with Watch Me, Lori Morgan, Patti Loveless, Blame It on Your Heart, or Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away, Vince Gill?
Very little effort today. We'll just go with the first one, Lori Morgan.
Merry Christmas.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.